Well, but I don't know if what's the guy's name? McDowell? Mr.
Gladwell.
McDowell?
Gladwood.
Gladwell.
Gladwell.
Gladfoot.
Littlefoot.
Tree star.
Eel fudge.
I don't know from the way it's explained here, I think you've got two separate issues going on. I mean, I think the people being assholes by ignoring the social convention is not necessarily the same as people winning in a competition.
Oh, but see, the thing is, when you play a game, the game is for fun, right? I mean, the game is to win, but the game is also for fun.
Right, right. But when you expand sort of the David and Goliath thing nowadays, I often think about, like, you know, corporate giants or the government or whatever.
True.
And it's like, if you've got a little guy who cannot compete with Philip Morris or Coca-Cola or the U.S. government or whatever, then that's where I think that it comes in, like, do you believe in their cause or whatever? Are they the good guy or are they not the good guy?
Well, whether they are or not, right? Okay, so another example would be like the insurgency or like suicide bombers.
Right, right.
Right, I mean, like, I guess I didn't really know this, but he was saying that George Washington, apparently when we were in the Revolutionary War, you know, before we had like a very good footing or whatever, they were pulling a lot of kind of guerrilla tactics.
Yeah.
You know, really kind of mercenary stuff. And it was like really effective. And then once they finally got more organization, they went more Continental Army style,
uh-huh.
more mimicking kind of the Queen's Army. And they lost like battle after battle because they were playing the way that they were expecting to play.
Right.
But when you started playing like guerrilla style, you know, suicide bomber style, I mean, they probably didn't do that way back then, but, you know, I mean,
suicide cannonball. He gets a cannonball next to his chest. He runs into the enemy troops.
He's like, ow, that's really heavy. Do you know that?
God, I can't run that fast.
Don't you get that it's a cannonball? That hurts. But he made the point that even Washington, like, lost when he played that game.
Right.
You know? And it's like, yeah. But the only way that he, you know, like, the only way that it's effective, I mean, suicide bombers, he even brought up, like, Lawrence of Arabia. Apparently, I've never seen that movie. But
or maybe read the actual history.
Or know what's actually going on. But I guess this guy basically hired a bunch of Bedouins or, like, people, nomads. And they went around and they went in some really circuitous way through the desert, which is like some way the Turks would never have expected. And they took them out, you know, and they didn't go after them in the city. They destroyed their train tracks, like their roads and their access ways and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And went like kind of like, yeah, guerrilla style, terrorist style almost, where they took out small strategic tactical strikes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Well, I think the it's interesting to sort of take this conversation in the more warfare direction, because then you do really get into a situation with, you know, I mean, when you're talking about like a girls' basketball team, it's sort of like, well, the guy's either an ass or he's not, but it's not, there are no consequences there. But in like a war situation, you've got the U.S. Army, which is the, you know,
the
most powerful, the most powerful fighting force on the planet, and then you've got people trying to fight it. There's no way they can win in a straight fight.
No, that's the thing.
And so,
right?
Of course, they have to go to other tactics. But I think where I would not, you know, begrudge, other than the fact that, you know, they're against my side, I would not begrudge or give, you know, a sort of moral culpability to guerrillas. But terrorism is a different thing in that it attacks a civilian population. But maybe that's the same.
But those are like, just breaking the rules. I mean,
right.
Like, what did it do? Basically, okay, fine. You could really argue, what did it do? But I mean, like, basically, since 2001, how has this country changed? You know,
it's gotten a lot shittier.
Yeah, I mean, and in that sense, like, they've really done something, right? I mean, whether it was intentional or not, you know, it's really caused a change in this country, which is not necessarily towards the way people would have, you know, liked. A lot more money has been spent on defense and diverted away from things that really matter, like, you know, public good, you know, our deficits are running out of control,
yeah.
You know, the currency is completely messed up. I mean, you could argue whether one has, there's a correlation between any of this stuff. But I mean, the thing is, we spent
so much. Well, there's a correlation, right. But there's not necessarily causation.
Right. Maybe you could argue whether there's causality or not. But I mean, I don't know. There's definitely all these things up in the air, and I think 2001, September 11, 2001, had a big, you know, impact on that.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So I mean, in that sense, they really made a difference. You know, and I guess what I'm getting at is, yeah, like warfare is war one thing and a game is another thing, where it's okay to do something in war but not in a game? Or, I mean, is it okay in a game and not okay in war? Because it seems like it'd be the other way.
They say that all's fair in love and war.
Well, then, I mean, why should it be fair in a game and not in war?
Well, because in a game, I guess you agree beforehand to establish a set of rules. It's like law. You're playing, you know, you play within a set of rules to avoid, I mean, with a legal system, you play within a set of rules to avoid violence.
Well, that's the thing, though, right?
And war is the failure of that, right?
Well, that's what the failure of the justice system is. I mean, not that it's failed, but, you know, when you say, oh, like, for example, I think today is the 30th anniversary of the Twinkie defense, the guy, his sentencing.
Oh, wow.
Or something, like, something I heard on the radio this morning, and it's like the Twinkie defense. Yes, I guess... By the law, he was technically... So this guy killed Harvey Milk, right? Mm-hmm. And his lawyer claimed that he was insane due to eating too many Twinkies.
Junk food,
yeah, like, right? It's like, is that... What is that? How could that be, right? But it's like, no, you've taken the law. Yeah. And because I have not so narrowly specified that you must be insane mentally and not from Twinkies, you basically said, okay, well, this is the game. I'm changing the rules. You know, it's like, oh, good for you. You got your lawyer, you got your thing off, and yes, you are a zealous advocate of your client. Good job. That's what you're supposed to do. But look at what's happened.
Right. I think that's what, you know, when now talking about lawyers, I think for a little shift, I think the motto should not so much be a zealous advocate of your client as a zealous advocate of the law. What do you think of that? Or is then the response, well, but the law is up to an interpretation.
Well, then you would not need two lawyers. You'd only need a judge.
Right. That's true.
Right, and you need, I mean, that guy...
But I guess you would say that the lawyers are basically checks on the judge. You know, like, whoa, judge, here's this piece of evidence you're not considering.
Yeah, I mean, and it's up because the judge has to be impartial, right? But, I mean, you need somebody to be on your side, right? Because it's like... You know, if you argue a case to anybody, you know, they're not going to necessarily be interested in what you have to say. You have to find somebody who's like going to go dig for the facts, go do this stuff for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so in that sense, you do need an advocate, a zealous advocate at that. But I don't know, like, I mean, is it fair to go and break these like rules that aren't really rules? Because if you do break these rules, that forces me as, you know, whoever it is.
Wait, which situation? What are not the rules? What are the rules that are not the rules, I guess?
Well, like the unspoken thing. Like, you know, like maybe... Well, like when people sue each other
mm-hmm.
for things like, oh, this guy...
caused me emotional duress.
Emotional duress. Or like, he shot me when I was intruding into his house or something like that, right?
Right.
That's a famous case. I don't know the details of it. But the fact is, you know, that happened. You know, it's like, that just seems like a cut and dry, like, why is this guy getting off? But, well, the law says that if you, you know, if you do not provide a safe place in your house for people to go and access, then you can sue them for any damages as a result of it. But what about when you're getting robbed?
Yeah.
Or what about when you feel danger? Or what about all this stuff, right? What if they entered illegally? What if all that stuff? You know, and it's like, why do we have to, like, I mean... People complain about the legal code being so long or like so complicated. It's like, because we can't do this, you know. And it's, on the other hand, who is a judge? I mean, that gives too much power to the judge, right? The judge can't say, well, you did this, I'm just gonna throw it out.
Mm.
So it's like the legal system, we could almost put that aside because that's just kind of the nature of it, unfortunately. I don't know if there's any way to fix that. You know, because yeah, like there are always these weird corner cases. There's always these weird like situations where it's pretty cut and dry. Like if I came right here and I had a gun and I shot you in the face, okay, I'm going to jail, right? But then there's like the case where it was completely accidental, right? But at the same time,
oh, my face,
right?
Ow.
Or like, did you see Magnolia?
Yeah,
it was a long time ago, but do you remember that part where this woman was threatening her husband. Just like, they were in an argument, and they do this all the time, apparently. All the time they argue, and all the time there's a shotgun, and she like cocks it, and it's always unloaded. And she points it at him, and she shoots it at him, but out the window, just like as a threat, like messing around with him, right? And it so happened that their son was jumping off the roof at the exact same time.
Right.
Passed by the window, he loaded the gun. Uh-huh. Because I think he knew that she would do this.
Uh-huh.
And at the exact same time, he could hear them arguing. He jumped. And he shot her. Shot her son.
No, I think it wasn't that he knew. He loaded the gun.
Oh, hoping he would kill his
father. Yeah, hoping that something would actually transpire.
Oh, okay, but she actually shot out the window instead.
Yeah, by accident.
Right, so, okay, fine. But it ended up that he passed by the window, she shot her son. Before he hit the ground, he would have died anyway, right? She's now charged with murder.
But the irony was that they had just installed, like, a net or something that he had got caught on.
Right.
And so he wouldn't have died.
But, I mean, that's sort of weird corner case, right? You can't write law for that, right? What should have happened? Let's say there was no net and he would have died, right?
Mm.
It was completely accidental, but in the end, she shot him, and he died as a result of her shooting him and not from his fall. Right? He was a perfectly healthy person when he was shot. So, I mean,
a healthy falling person.
A healthy person nonetheless. So, I don't know. I think, and that's what kind of bothers me sometimes. Like, you could almost, and there's so many different ways you could apply this particular awkward situation. Like, I feel I don't want to go and offend too many people who are in the world of sales, but I feel like salesmen do this thing. They basically not violate, but they really push you to beyond your point of trust.
Mm.
You know, it's like, for example, like when my dad gets called by a telemarketer, he's very rude, but not rude, but he'll be just like, it'll be like, ring, he'll pick it up, and they'll be like, hello, would you be in? He's like, no, thanks, bye. But they can't even finish their sentence. He says, no, thank you, bye. He says, thank you, but he like hangs up right away, click, that's it, you know? It's like, that's kind of rude, right? Because it's like this person has called you. But it's like, no, they've called you
to tell you something, right? Your personal space.
And not only that, but when you say, oh, I'm not interested, you have to come up with some social grace, some social like way to say, oh, I'm not interested, as opposed to like, don't call me, you know, whatever. It's like,
no, I've taken to just say, please remove my number from the list.
True. But what I'm saying is like, let's say there was no list. What would you say then? You'd say,
stop calling.
Would you say that?
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten to the point with telemarketers. I mean, and the truth is, I feel kind of bad for the guys on the other end of the line, but they're not salesmen in the same sense. You know, like they've got a shitty telemarketing job.
But in the end, they're doing what they're doing.
That's
right?
True. But they're just sort of acting as drones, right? But I don't give them any leeway. I'm like, hey, no, I don't want to take my number off the list, please. Thank you very much. I don't want to talk to you.
But the first few times they did that, you were like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, okay, right, fine. I mean, because they're trying to take advantage of that. Like, they're trying to get another word in, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, well, why not? Oh, are you sure? Like, have you thought about this? It's like, no, leave me alone. I said no. And they're taking advantage of you trying to play by the rules and being nice,
mm-hmm.
right? Because this is the person that you should be nice to, right? You should give them personal space. You should be polite. You shouldn't hang up on somebody.
Right.
Like, let's say they said, okay, take me off the list. I'm like, okay, I will. But now that I have you, what about this? What would you say then?
No. No, but, take me off the list. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but it
you
comes
have to take me off the list now. There's a legal obligation.
Are you sure?
There.
Because like this is a really awesome deal, right?
Click.